It's only mid-April, but it's time for the Lorna Parka Munster Championship Special here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Over the next hour, Dan Shanahan will give his take on Sunday's big match in Welsh Park and predict his top three in Munster and Leinster. Former Waterford and Tipperary hurler Andy Maloney will offer his insight into both managers Liam Cahill and Colm Bonner. And later in the hour, we'll hear from under-20 hurling boss Gary O'Keefe and under-20 football coach Emmett Doherty. But first...
The bumblebee is starting to come back out again, so the summer is coming and, you know, it's high tempo and the ball is going to get faster and the opposition are going to get really tightened up. Going to be a big ask again now, what's coming at us down the tracks, but we're looking forward to it now as the long evenings come in.
Play on, says the referee. Monty in space, flicks the ball across the minute. What's Bennett going to do? A goal! What a goal for Waterford! Monty sets up, and Stephen Bennett does what Stephen Bennett does well. Looking inside for Michael Kiley. Ball for Michael. He has the ball. He's a man off his shoulder. Chance for Patrick Horn. Patrick takes a shot. Oh, a goal there! Brilliant play by the Abbey sideman. He held it up. And when Patrick Horn gets a chance, he got a brilliant goal in the minor final in 2013. He's even got a better one in 2022. Well played, Kiley. Brilliant finish, Horn. Out to Prunty. Prunty back to Sean O'Brien. 20 metres out from his own. Sending the hook towards Bennett. Bennett going to go high. Snaps the ball. Bennett in space. Outside the D. What's he going to do? He's going for the juggler. Bennett looks. Oh! Magic from Bennett. Mo Salah got some great goal for Liverpool. But he's never seen anything like that. He went high. He was brave. Picked the ball out of the net. Patrick Collins. Bennett, you're a beauty. Waterford have a chance now going forward, going through. Carrick Daly is space. Carrick Daly's a man inside. Chance for Dizzy. Yes! What a goal! The youngest man on the team, Carrick Daly, backed himself and gave up to the Ballygunner race. He did it in the final for Ballygunner and now he's done it in the National League final. We said he had been quite to his standard. Carrick Daly, I take my hat off to you. You set it up, but the man who finished, Dizzy Hutchinson.
So just 2 weeks after a thrilling league final win over Cork, the real stuff is here. Championship hurling is coming to Welsh Park on Sunday. Waterford versus Tipperary will be our George Corbett scored a big match. Kieran O'Connor and Dan Shanahan will be live at 1:45 from Welsh Park. And delighted to say that Dan joins me in studio now to look at the Feast of Hurling that's coming our way. And Dan, how do you feel about the Munster Championship starting now in mid-April?
Yeah, Tomás, it's a strange one, Tomás, to be honest. I suppose the home and away thing is fantastic for the supporters. Again, Tomás, the weather, we don't know what kind of rumours have it to be wet the weekend, maybe. I hope it isn't, but it's what the lads are trained for. They knew coming into the championship it was on in April. So, look, it's ready to rock and roll, Tomás. It's what the boys have trained for all year. They've done their job brilliantly in the league, win the league final. So the way they won it, they couldn't be with confidence in the camp. And to be playing next Sunday at home with a massive crowd, please God the weather be dry and Welsh Park full. What a place to be, Tomás, next Sunday.
There was a big crowd the last time Waterford played Tipperary in Welsh Park in a Munster Championship game, Dan, back in 1996, and you were on the subs bench that day. Do you remember anything about that occasion?
I was catching me, Tomás. Every time I come in, you would throw one at me. No, I do, of course, Tomás. Yeah, I was on the panel in 96, so it was... We trained hard that year, so we did. I think Niamh Cahill was playing that day, wasn't he, I think? And Kim McGrath was outstanding that day. That's the big memory I have of Kim McGrath. I think he got 1-3 the same day, Tomás. Disappointed I didn't get a run, to be honest with you. I was going well in training, so I was. But I was, I suppose, young at the time. But I do remember Kim McGrath being outstanding and Welsh Park being packed. Do you know, it's a fantastic occasion. It's a pity we didn't get the result. We were we trained hard to get, but Tip were very good at the time.
When you did get your chance to start against Tipperary, then you got some important goals. Do any of them stand out in particular?
I suppose Tomás above in Croke Park. In Croke Park, Tomás, the day we probably took the monkey off our back, like, you know, when we beat Tipperary in Croke Park. Do you know, score a goal in any championship game, Tomás, is fantastic. But to get one in Croke Park into the Hill 16 past Brendan Cummins, do you know, it was fantastic, and it stinks out. Got two in Páirc Uí Chaoimh against Tomás in 98. So I did. I suppose the one in Croke Park stands out, Tomás.
Is it all the sweeter when it goes past the goalkeeper, the quality of Brendan Cummins as well?
It's all sweet, Tomás, and they pass the line, to be honest with you. Once they cross the line, Tomás, and once the green flag goes up, it's just some feeling, Tomás, like, you know, especially when you win the game. Like, you know, it's no good scoring goals and losing. It's all about scoring and winning. And, you know, you often got goals, Tomás, and you often got beaten in games, and it's not the same but as winning. Like, you know, no matter who scores goals, once a team wins, it's very important. And look, I got a few, as I said, Tomás, and in my career, but it was all about the team at the end of the day.
Your Waterford team had a good record against Tipperary in Championship, Dan. This current Waterford team also have a good record against the Premier Men. They've won the last three meetings. Why have they caused Tip so many problems, do you think?
They've caught Tip Tomás. They have pace. They don't fear Tipperary. We didn't as a team either, but Tipperary were that bit stronger maybe. But no, these lads have no fear. They're so fit at the moment. They're so hungry. Liam Cahill has made Welsh Park a tough place to come and get any result. Like, you know, I don't think they've been beaten in Welsh Park, Tomás, if my memory corrects me. But again, they're so well-drilled. They fear nothing, Tomás. They don't fear whoever comes to Welsh Park. Like, you know, and you can see that in their performances. And, you know, I see the lads doing the same thing next Sunday. Tipper going through a little patch, Tomás, where a few lads, losing out a few lads, the Mahers, Jamie Cannon is missing, Bubba's the Wears are on the panel. So just four fellas off the top of my head, Brendan Maher. Four fellas off the top of my head are a massive loss to any county. Like, you know, and Colin Bonner's gone in there. He's doing a big job there, bringing in a few young fellas. Been quoted in the paper, have been coming down to Welsh Park, doing this and doing that this week. So it's going to be interesting tomorrow. It was an interesting league game down there. They took it to Waterford for the first few minutes, but Waterford hopped off them. And they'd no response for the lads tomorrow. The pace they had when they settled into the game, Waterford blew them out away.
You mentioned pace there, Dan, and one of the players who has plenty of pace is Cormac Daly, and he looks set to make his championship debut on Sunday. What has he brought to the table so far?
He's brought, Tomás, for me, we said this before, he's just brought a different pace to the game. You can play him corner back, you can play him wing back, and Liam threw him in midfield on Darragh Fitzgibbon last week. Disappointing with the new rule, Tomás, that he didn't play last night with the under-20s. If he was there, they could have won the game, and he's fit enough to play again the weekend, but that's the rules. It's a strange one. I think Limerick are on the same boat Saturday evening. Two or three lads that are on the Limerick panel maybe didn't play during the week, but it's a strange. But he's a great young fella, Tomás, as I said before. It's going to be interesting. He did that in the family there. His uncle passed away there last weekend, so it's going to be a tough week for him. It's a tough week for him, like, you know, but I know the lads, especially Cormac and your lad, are going to come out strong for Sunday. He's a fantastic young fella. I suppose he's a man to Tomás now as well. Let's be honest, like, he hurled years off Darragh Fitzgibbon, and many fellas can say they do that. For me, he turned him on the other foot. He put Darragh Fitzgibbon chasing Cormac Daly rather than Cormac Daly chasing Darragh Fitzgibbon, and he doesn't fear a battle. I put it like that. He likes a battle, and, like, you know, it's a big game from Sunday.
Another player who's had defenders chasing shadows is Jack Prendergast. Yeah. Dan, like, why has he become a real favourite under Liam Cahill?
He's pure honesty and work rate, Tomás. He's all I can say about Jack. He's a right Prendergast, great breeding there. The Dalys and the Prendergast, like, you know, and he reminds me a small bit of his uncle Paul. He's a wicked engine. You know, Paul was on that 96 team as well, 96 panel as well. He's the same goes from left over right, pace to burn. He's clipping now, Tomás, with 3 points a game, 1-2 a game, which is so important for Jack because he's doing all the work. He's in product. It wasn't there last year. It is there this year. And Liam Cahill, he's the right Liam Cahill man, I think, because Liam Cahill can go to him, telling he knows what he's going to get. The last day got tired, put him inside, came back out the field. Waterford got two goals when he came back out the field. Do you know, he's versatile, whether it's a midfield or whether it's a wing forward. He's in the corner for a few minutes for a break. He gets the head down and go, and he's paced the burn. He's a lovely lad as well, Tomás, which is a good thing. And, like, you know, these lads are under pressure a bit now, Tomás. They're won the league. I'm saying this about all the lads. They've won the league. There's a bit of pressure on them now, a bit of expectation, a bit of talk about them. But I've no doubt Liam Cahill and the boys will have these firm heads on the shoulders, feet on the ground for Sunday.
How do you deal with that pressure, Dan? You've experienced it as a player and a selector as well, you know, winning the league and then coming into Munster Championship. How do you deal with that situation?
You park it, Tomás. They've won the league, and the league is completely different to Championship hurling. Completely different to Championship hurling. Granted, I know the league final was 2 or 3 weeks ago, whenever it was. The intensity that teams bring is unbelievable. But it's what the lads trained for. It's what we've trained for over the years. You know what you're going to get. As we lost league final before, and we came back the week after, and we hammered Clare. You know, so it's a tough place to be, but it's, with good management team around you and good players around you, it's very important. And there seems to be a great vibe around the lads in the dressing room at the moment. You can see that. They're fighting for it mad. When they win a free there, they're clapping each other on the back, congratulating each other, which is a fantastic thing, Tomás. It shows the bonding they have. And when you have that, Tomás, no matter what's thrown in front of you, I think it's so important that you're fighting together for every ball. And you can see in the league final and the previous games the lads played, even their defeat to Kilkenny, they fought to the end. Do you know, and they could have won that game just as easy as they lost it. That's down to great management. So it is. And look, long may it last, Tomás.
One player who didn't feature in that league final, Dan, was Austin Gleeson, and we expect him to come back into the starting 15 on Sunday. What sort of response do you expect from him?
Tomás, you know, look, I've been hearing a lot of this about Austin, and I'm like, thank God I don't be on social media. But he to me, I know this lad off the field. I know him on the field, Tomás. He's a pure gentleman off the field, so he is a great time for the man. Look, I don't agree with what he did, like, you know, but he didn't actually kill the man either. To the cornerback got up straight away. He didn't want to see him sent off. I guarantee you, Tomás, if it was any other player but us, I don't think he'd been sent off. I'm going to be honest about that, because of who he is. There's a bit of pressure on him, but I know this lad, Tomás, he's a great lad. And I guarantee you, he'll be booking for next Sunday. Whether he'll start now or not, it's a big call. So it is with the performance in the league final. But for me, he'd have to start him. He's such a vital player. He's such a confident player. He's been outstanding in the league, like, you know, and umpires got out. Didn't the referee got him sent off? The umpires got him sent off. The management didn't argue with it. They took it on the chin. I've no doubt Austin took it on the chin as well. And I've no doubt in my mind, Tomás McCarthy, this lad is going to come back firing all guns blazing, because I know the lad. I know what he's about. Let's not forget, Tomás, in a few of the games in the league this year, he won them. When all the lads weren't playing well, he was playing well. Do you know, so for one little mistake, do you know, they say to me, Tomás, they have to be a bit of development in good and great players. And, do you know, he has that development. Do you know, it isn't that he's going out striking fellas or hitting them in place they shouldn't be hit, like other counties, and getting away with it. What he done was ridiculous. He knows that. But again, he's going to get attention, Tomás. Do you know what I mean? He's going to get attention, but I've no doubt he'll take that and drive on for next weekend.
Do you think Waterford will drive on and continue this winning streak in Welsh Park, Dan?
I do, Tomás. Yeah, I do. I think Tipperary aren't in a good spot, Tomás. If from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of changes in the camp up there, so there is, and a lot of personnel gone off. You saw when Tip bought it to Welsh Park the weekend in the league game, Waterford took it after 10 minutes. Waterford blew him out of the way. Blew him out of the way with the power and pace, Tomás, and they couldn't handle him. And I expect the same next Sunday, Tomás. Granted, it won't. It's going to be tougher, Tomás. It's Championship hurling. So it is. But I can't see Tipperary coming to Welsh Park and beating our lads the way our lads are playing at the moment.
Cork and Limerick is a repeat of the All-Ireland Final. Dan, it's 4 o'clock in Páirceachaoimh on a Super Sunday, really. Who do you fancy in this one?
It's hard to know, Tomás, because look, it's how the Cork react to the league final after 2 weeks. What did the management do now to get it right for 2 weeks? Limerick, what have they done with the last month to get it right? having a poor league campaign. I wouldn't say a poor league campaign. Like, you know, they got beaten in a few games. So they did. I think John Coyley was not disappointed to not to win the league. If refreshed things for himself and his management and refreshed the players. I've no doubt John Coyley's management team, when they see Conor Prunty and Liam Callan, manager, going up the steps, they're saying to themselves, Jesus, we'd love to get up the steps. The hunger would be there from an ex-player point of view to prove and try and get up the steps to win Munster and All Ireland, obviously. How the Cork react to Moss? Are they going to panic? Are they going to stick with the lads they've played with? It's a lot of questions to Moss. I was delighted to be at the league final there. So I was with me all Jake Youngfield and Donald, and to witness that was unbelievable. I thought Cork were poor, Tomás. I thought they overdid a lot of the ball, especially in the backs. Especially when you have a lethal forward line, maybe Patrick Hogan aside. Well, Conor had a great game on him, but he was so dry a ball there in the second half. They were over and back the field, getting nowhere. Who starts full back from? Where does Mark Coleman play from? There's a lot of questions in Cork, Tomás, and you know, I've no doubt the one thing Cork can do, Tomás, they can run, and Páirc Uí Chaoimh is their saviour next Saturday night if they are to beat Limerick. Now, I expect Limerick to come down here and give Cork, if you remember, Tomás, and Cork battered them in the league this year, battered them, and I don't think Limerick won't want that, like next Saturday, next Sunday at 4 o'clock. I think Limerick are going to come with a serious challenge, Tomás, and set up a massive game the week after. I fancy Limerick, because I just think they'll be more hungry. How have Cork dealt with the defeat, Tomás? How have they felt with that defeat? Have they got a sports psychologist that comes in and talk to the boys? Most teams have, and part of the league, like Liam Carroll has done, let's be honest about it, and it's like he has done, and Páirc Uí. But it's going to be an interesting game. I can't wait, Tomás. You said Super Sunday, 1 at 2 o'clock, and 1 at 4 o'clock. It's fantastic, Tomás, and Wexford, and obviously Galway started on Saturday evening, so it's massive to have the championship hurling back, Tomás, and Super Sunday. But I just think Waterford and Limerick are going to be too strong for the boys at the moment.
To put your neck on the line, Dan, who will emerge as the top three in both Munster and Leinster over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, Tomás, Jesus, if you ask me this time next week, Tomás, it'd be easier. But I definitely think Waterford will come out, Tomás. I think Limerick will come out. I just get a feeling there's no talk about Clare. So I just think it's interesting, Tomás. We were just talking about today at work, and there's so many teams, the home teams, like, we'll just say if Waterford will win, they go to Limerick the week after and don't win, Cork must come to Welsh Park if they lost a game or two and try and get a result in Welsh Park. So it's going to be unbelievably interesting if Waterford don't win in Welsh Park, they must go to Innes the week after and get a result. Look, so there's so many twists and turns. I'm like the Premier League at the moment. Like, you know, there's a lot of twists and turns, Tomás, with your home games and your away games. And for me, you have to win your home games. You have to win your home games, like, you know. And if, just say, Waterford do get undone next Sunday, they have to get something the following week in Limerick, you know. And Cork could beat Limerick just as easy. So, I'm going to go Tipperary. Waterford, Tomás, Limerick. And I'm going to give Clare a shout, Tomás.
What about the three from Leinster, then?
Yeah, Tomás, I definitely Kilkenny. I think Henry Sheffin is going to bring something to Galway, Tomás. And I have a bit of a worry about Wexford, Tomás, where they're going to get the scores from. I saw him in the semi-final again, you know, and Lee Chin is so vital to them, and Conor MacDonald, Rory O'Connor was held brilliantly by Conor Gleeson in the semi-final. So I'm going to give Dublin a sneak here. So I think Wexford had a great year, got to the league semi-final. But I think Kilkenny, Galway and Dublin will come out of Leinster.
Dan Shannon, an absolute pleasure to have you in studio as always. Thanks a million for your time, and we'll chat to you in Welsh Park on Sunday.
Thanks to Mars, pleasure. Bye.
Ball now breaks to Seamus Prendergast. Ball in his stick, 45 metres out. He's hitting the back to Owen Kelly. He's lobbing it in, looking for the cousin. That's Dan. Dan has gone. He has the ball in his stick. Shot. It's a goal! He's done it again! Shanahan has rocked in it. Sullivan stood on the ground. Shanahan soared into the air, caught the ball, turned, and nobody could stop him. This man is on fire. Waterford are back and back with a bang. 2-5 to 1-10. 26 minutes gone. A Shanahan special.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.